USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A circuit court judge in Nevada will rule Friday on the latest lawsuit from President Trump's campaign, seeking to overturn the results of the presidential election in that state. Judge James Russell said he wanted more time to consider the evidence submitted during Thursday's hearing, while also leaving both sides time to file a possible appeal to the state's Supreme Court. RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel called the hearing a step towards restoring election integrity. She told Fox News it was a chance for the courts to clean up the chaos that was left when Nevada changed its mail-in voting laws.
They absolutely tried to make it the most porous election so everybody got a ballot, so that anybody could vote whether you live there or not. They didn't check their voter rolls, and this is what you're getting, chaos on the back end. And I think it's good that we call this to attention and we make sure that we don't let this happen again, and I'm glad it's in the courts. And the rest of the country needs to pay attention to what's happening in Nevada.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
California Congressman Kevin McCarthy says Democrats are more focused on getting their pet projects into an economic relief package than paying for what will help Americans recover. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says the relief bill should address the pandemic, but instead he says Democrats are focusing on cats and cannabis.
They're going to outlaw big tigers, and then they're going to legalize cannabis. They're picking weed over the workers. They're picking marijuana over helping the much-needed money we need to go forward.
McCarthy speaking during his weekly press conference on Thursday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And three former presidents say they're willing to get the COVID vaccine publicly when it becomes available to help boost the public's confidence in the shots. Presidents George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and Barack Obama have all said they would get immunized publicly to hopefully encourage more Americans to do the same. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Health officials are asking people who've recovered from COVID-19 to donate plasma to help others dealing with the disease. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
If you've tested positive for COVID-19 and recovered, the American Red Cross wants you to donate plasma. The plasma is being given to COVID-19 patients as a possible treatment. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar making that plea during an Operation Warp Speed briefing.
If you're within 3 months since recovery from COVID-19, we need you to donate plasma. Over 250,000 courses of convalescent plasma have been used on your fellow Americans to help prevent severe consequences from COVID-19. We unfortunately have so many individuals who have gotten COVID-19 and have recovered now, fortunately, but we need donations. Please contact your local American Red Cross, your local American Blood Bank, or go to coronavirus.gov for more information about how you can volunteer to be a donor and give the gift of life.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the Houston Rockets and Washington Wizards have made a blockbuster trade, swapping point guards who had asked to be moved. The Rockets will send former MVP Russell Westbrook to Washington for John Wall and a protected 2023 first-round pick. Since the end of the NBA season this fall, both men have been asked to be traded to new teams. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.